It is 29 minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Good evening, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Ollie, how are things? How was your holiday season?
Was good, Sluggy, was good. I've actually got two of your guys here in the studio with me too. Lou the Bajan.
Yes, yo, sir. Sluggy.
And I've got Mr. Timon Howard here with me also.
Blessings be.
You got who online?
It's Lou the Bajan and Howard, Timon Howard.
Oh, nice. Nice. Lou, how was the holiday season, bro?
Man, it wasn't nothing special, but it could have been worse. So I grateful, man. I grateful. It was a good day. You hear me? Anyway, hello Barbados, it's Lou the Bajan inside VOB here today. We're with Sluggy Dan for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, the last Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme for the year. The year is coming to the end. So, yes.
Well, yes, this is the last for the year. I ever studied that.
Yeah, the year ending on Tuesday.
I even studied that. Well, the last Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme for the year. 4341790. I want to know how you spend your Christmas, how you spend your Boxing Day, and how you plan to spend your old year's night. Happy holidays to everyone listening in VOB land. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and Boxing Day, and hope you had a wonderful New Year's. Lou, yes. I didn't hear you eat enough or you just relaxed.
I had some stuff to eat, but I wouldn't say eat enough. I didn't have one of those plates that tipping over kind of situation, but I had a good Christmas meal.
Good. Nice. You, for the Christmas season, you think that we capitalizing on it as much as we should, or you think we should got more action during Christmas?
My honestly, Sluggy, I feel there's always something better that you can be doing. But in terms of what I see, I feel like we did a good job this year. But as you say, it can always be better, truthfully. It depends on the person, because like if you wanted events to go to, there was no shortage of events, all different things in terms of specials, in terms of when you're buying stuff. It had a lot of options. So I think we did a good job. But as I said, there's always room for improvement somewhere, somehow.
Understood, man. Understood. Totally understood. Salutes to everyone outside lockdown. Shout outs to everyone that supported for the entire year. Next week, I start the year with giving my thank yous and tributes and salutations to everyone. But bigger all the listeners, especially Lou, that we had for the whole year, man. We had Sugar Digger from St. Andrew, who was always locked on.
Yes.
You know, I got my people in Beard, St. George, who's always locked on. Mm-hmm. My family in Gore Hill, who's always locked on. And my Black Rock family, especially salutes to Nancy. Nancy have been following me for over 20 years, so salute to Nancy. Salutes to all the organizations that did great work, man, especially the doctors and the nurses, you know, who have it really, really hard, especially those working at the hospital. They want to give anyone out there listening that worked at the hospital, if you ever worked there before, if you're working in hospital now, anyone ever worked in hospital wants to thank you to you. That is an extremely hard job, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm going in the hospital with my son when he had asthma, seeing the shortage of personnel and the demands of the public, Lou. How demanding the public could be, and then sometimes how rude the public could get. That is not an easy task, and it got a special holiday. Happy holidays to everyone working at the hospital, whether they worked there in the past or working there currently. I must say, special happy holidays to anyone working in Elizabeth Hospital.
Anybody that works in that field, the medical field, or anything to help anybody, you gotta have a special heart, and a lot of them be unsung heroes. Like, they just give their all to help people, and he's really got to big them up and show the support that people actually care, people actually see us. So yeah, big up to anybody that in that field, any kind of field about helping people, but specifically the medical field.
Yes, for sure. Special business shout outs. Anybody driving taxi, Driven Taxi, you know, and Locked On, salutes to you as well. Salutes to you. Thanks for spreading joy to all of our tourists coming in. So salutes to you as well. You got the regathering coming up, Lou, and this regathering was put off due to
COVID
and so on. And regathering 2025 coming up, and you know that's going to be absolutely crazy.
Yes.
You know, I see that the Prime Minister and her team have a whole host of events happening and, you know, spreading the word, encouraging everyone to come Barbados to the gathering. I realize, Lou, that we have some overseas listeners. Which is quite pleasing. You know, I used to think it was one or two, but from traveling a lot, you know, thank God, traveling a lot this year. Mm-hmm. Every consulate I would meet or Beijing organization will always tell me about the show, you know, and 90.9, which means we got quite a few listeners outside. So that's
I find that with Beijing's overseas abroad, they are some of the most patriotic Beijing's. Like, they're the ones that's been more up to date on what happened in Barbados, more so than Beijing's that living in Barbados. Any kind of Beijing media that they could get, they always tune in, because when it was like on Beijing, right, I remember people told me they used to have like watch parties across the world. People could just tune in to watch it. So like, big up to anybody that outside of Barbados or live outside Barbados and currently in Barbados. Like, we want big up to you, because we know that you just taking all the media that you can about Barbados and you always supporting. So big up to all of people from overseas, wherever you in the world, because you know, Sluggy, they say you can find a Beijing on any part of the planet, like really and truly. So big up to all.
Man, for sure. I want to say a special shout out to the Barbados Skating Association, and I recently met the people from the Barbados Skating Association, where they're looking to do a program where they can take at-risk youth from different communities, you know, and train them in skating and to all the different opportunities skating could present. Because, you know, besides just being a professional skater in all the different categories, you can also get employment once you learn to skate. They've got many countries all around the world. It got skating rings. It's got ice half of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, so also open up employment opportunities. And it's still going from rollerblades to normal skating. You know, that transition is quite easy. I'm saying that we got a caller, Lou.
Yes.
So I think we should take this caller. Yes, good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. How you spending Christmas, your Boxing Day? What plans you got for New Year's and All Year's?
Peace be unto each and everyone. A blessed and spirit-filled Christmas season to you, to your guests, to VOB, and to all the listeners. Sluggy? Hello? Hello?
He's still there. He could hear you. He's just on Zoom, so there's a slight delay. But okay. He's still here.
I just want to ask God to guide and protect you and grant you wisdom in the good work that you're doing. And I really admire and marvel you the other day when you came out and stood up for the program for the youth and demand that this should continue. I back you 100%. And continue to keep the good work up. And as you said, we have to give thanks to the healthcare workers from the top to the bottom, and city staff, everyone, police, fire service. And for me, the number one is the sanitation workers who work so hard and sometimes get insulted because I had, in my district, I saw not even a Beijing trying to insult a sanitation worker. So for me, number one is sanitation, because if we don't have them, God help us. Yeah, so I want to say to all transport board workers, the first one in the morning, I work at transport board, the last at night, you know, as you say, all those who working, and for the less fortunate, keep hope for life. And for me, Christmas is every day once I have something to eat. That is my Christmas. And I hope and pray that we will have a better 2025. And I pray that those persons who are less fortunate, that next year will look up. Just keep hope alive. Just keep hope alive. We have the God and promised us smooth roads and everything in our hands. But he said he will be with us along the journey. And I could tell you about it. Mm-hmm. So I wish all everybody a blessed new year. I keep the good work of study. I am praying for you. I was overseas, and if I cannot get the stations, I used to be like a fish out of water. So, and I.
Oh God, that sounds so good. What's the name of where you're calling from?
I'm home, but I was overseas. I spoke to you more than once, and the last time I spoke to you was when the guy when I told you he sounded like Adrian Green.
Yes. Yes. How are things with you?
Well, I am thankful for life. I'm back home. I went to help look after someone who passed away after. My Christmas was not good because I lost 3 good friends. When I came back home one day, and one of my good friends buried the next day. So Christmas was emotional for me because my friends weren't here. They're gone.
I'm very, very sorry to hear that. My sincere condolences.
Thank you.
And you know, anytime you're feeling down, you know I'm here to listen.
Thank you. And you know, all the best to you. And I pray God continue mercies and everything that you wish for that is good, especially for the youth and for this country. I pray that he will grant you that day and continue to fight to help save the youth. I have grandchildren and great-grands. So, I'm
there. Thank you. Thank you,
God bless. I only thank you for allowing me to speak to Sluggy. Ollie?
Yes.
Hello? Say thank you for allowing me to speak to Sluggy.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All
right,
God bless.
Yes. Sluggy, she touched upon something there that I just wanted to reiterate with, in terms of, like, for example, she said, like, the sanitation people, like, without them, like, the place would be lit up. But that just, like, highlights that there are so many people working so many different jobs that run Barbados. That, yeah, we know we got the people at the top and stuff like that, but you got the little man, the police officers, the sanitation service officers, and all these things that really help run Barbados and stuff like that. So you gotta give thanks for all of those.
17 minutes before 7, Sluggy, your special guest is on the line, ready for you.
Good. We got good audio. Good evening, Senator John King. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Anytime.
I understand you're not coming out the countryside or any lovely parish of St. Andrew. How was it?
I am still here, my brother. Still here in the beautiful parish of St. Andrew. So I ain't leave yet. Always on the job, waiting to hear Side of Red in a few minutes. So
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, man. So as part of the regathering, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is, as you're talking to me now, going to be out on the road in the various parishes and districts across the island for the next year. So starting already from today. So it's a full year activity. And, you know, we just getting ready to launch in St. Lucie on the 1st of January with a big motorcade. We're going to touch all of the parishes. We're asking people to come out and support. But you'll get a lot more news on the route and all those things when it is finished, because we're actually in the process of putting the routes together and all that sort of stuff. But if you remember, Sluggy, we started regathering in 2020, and unfortunately, COVID came and put a stop to everything. But we're back on track. But we're back on track and looking now to make it bigger and better than what we anticipated it would have been in 2020. Now, one of the major things that we're trying to get people to understand is that regathering is about us as Barbadians. And it's really about bringing our communities back together. You know, one of the things that you will hear a lot of older people talk about when you hear them talking about back in the day, they talk about how people were a lot more loving. People used to share a lot of things because they didn't have a lot. So whatever they had, they would share with one another. In a village or whatever, everybody was uncle and auntie and all of these sort of things. So you had this kind of real tight brotherly love where people looked out for one another. And we found that over the years, you know, maybe it's some from a little bit of the infiltration from other parts of the world. We pick up some habits that were not necessarily the best, but they've changed the landscape of Barbados in such a way that we you know, we thought we really need to do something. And first of all, we got to get back into the communities and build back the communities. And that is what Regathering is first and foremost all about.
Yes, and sir, you touch on the communities in Barbados, and I found that when we focus on the communities, it has a direct effect on the youth. Why can you tell me why focusing on the communities has a direct effect on the youth, and how you plan to do that?
I'll tell you this. You might not know, but I used to work at government industrial schools many years ago. In fact, I was about 18 going 19 when I first went in there to work. And I had boys to deal with and girls who were around my age or a little bit older than me in some instances. So I saw from those days working there where when you took those boys and girls and you go into the communities from whence they came, and we had interactions with people, and that's the you become like the friends. You become more of a confidant than a staff member or whatever. You build those kind of relationships. You see people's lives change. You see people free up and be able to come and talk to you about something that happened. You get a little bit of advice. Then come in asking for money or they don't want them kind of things. If you want to give things, people are cool. But sometimes people need somebody that they can talk to, somebody that can give them a little idea how to deal with a specific problem or how to solve, you know, getting a job or point them in the right direction and things. And I think that what's happened is that a lot of times, because people move out of communities or people move to other countries and stuff, there was a time where it seemed to be a vacuum. Because I hear people all the time talking about the blocks. Sluggy, I grew up on a block too. I grew up on a block, right? But in that block, you had men and you had young boys. And it was a certain time when the men were about to do things that boys ain't supposed to be in. All you got back then is a look, and you know it's time for you to leave. Until you came part and parcel of the man on the block now who would, you know, do the things and pass on information to the other guys. So like, when I grew up on the block, I learned about how to get a job, fellas. When I get a job for me, my first job, I learned about how to go and get my ID card started out and get a passport, how to do all sorts of things, and about life in general and some of the problems that you might face as a young man, even in terms of dealing with girls and all sorts of things. So I'm saying that the block in itself is not the problem. The problem is what happens in the space now, the lack of communication between older fellas and younger fellas. And I believe that we'll be gathering.
I hear Lou speak about that a lot. I hear Lou speak about that. Lou. Lou, if you could come in here, Lou, that's Senator John King.
Yeah, yeah, Senator, how you doing, man?
This is Lou Bajan that was in Beige to the World. John,
of course.
The boy from Beige to the World. The youngster. You touched something that Lou speaks about a lot, and that's bridging that gap between the older generation and younger generation. Lou, quickly, can you tell us why that's something that you focus on? Because I feel good that the minister come and share sentiments that you shared on air publicly. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel good about that.
Yeah. Firstly, before I really like the fact that for the way that Senator John King said that for him, like, blocks was a positive thing. Like, nothing wrong with the whole, like, concept of a block where people hang out and stuff like
you
that.
You know you would. That's what you're bringing me in. Because you know you're going to love their points. Go.
Yeah, I really like that. But touching on the part of like teaching and stuff like that, I'm a proponent of a person that said that we have not just a generation gap but a generational ocean, and it's the onus is on both like the older and younger generation to come together. And I find that a lot of the older generation, there are a couple ones that actually try, but a lot of them just cry down young people and don't even want to have a conversation with them. So I really like this idea of like, firstly, like the block not being a bad thing. It's just about being able to have the people to talk to young people, to teach and stuff. Like the fact that you was able to go on block to get your first job and teaching you about the idea and stuff like that. I really like this whole concept of like the WeGathering focusing on the community, bringing back the community aspect, because I am someone that has experienced firsthand like the kindness of Bajans, like in person. Like people will see social media and think, they will see the worst things on social media. But like when you get to know people here in Barbados, which is one of the reasons why tourists really love this country, is like we are such good people. So I really like this whole concept of we gathering, bringing back the communities and all of that. So yeah,
I love that. And is Ollie there? Ollie, I think it was Ollie I heard with Bridging the Gap. Ollie, I want to know about that idea and how it came about. If Ollie's there quickly.
Yeah, I'm here, Sluggy. I'm here taking your calls. We've got Cog on the line waiting to join you.
Nice. Yes, please.
So as you're ready, he can jump in with that. But no, Luke can run ahead with Bridging the Gap. That's no problem.
The idea of like, Bridging the Gap, as I said, like Bridging the Gap, the generation gap, is to be able to... You just need a couple of people to start the conversation, and that's how most things happen. It first starts for conversation, because with the conversation you bring awareness to the issue. You can't solve a problem if you don't know what the problem is. So like the first step is to bring awareness to the issue, and once people got aware of the issue, then you can start putting things into place to actually fix the problem. But the biggest one is just have a conversation with the generations. Have a conversation with the young people. Try to figure out what they care about, like the things that they're dealing with and stuff like that, and they believe that there alone will really, really bring a lot of change here in Barbados.
Yeah, I love what I'm hearing, Minister.
Totally.
How do you plan also to engage those outside that may want to plan their vacation around the gathering theme? Because I think that'd be good, because many people come home every year. So why not plan your come home around the gathering events?
Well, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is helping us in that area. We've already started to reach out to people in the diaspora. In fact, I could tell you now, Sluggy, that I got a telephone call 2 days ago. We got already almost 100 people coming out of Atlanta alone, coming home for a regathering. And I have a list of folks across Africa that we're going to be reaching out to, from Ethiopia to Ghana, to Kenya, to all over Africa, Barbadians living there. And the thing is to get these people to reconnect with home, reconnect with their families, reconnect with friends, and to also help us to build out a skills bank. Because you got people, Barbadians in all parts of the world with different skills. You know what I mean? Astrophysicists, all kinds of things. And they're willing to give back to Barbados. So now we're creating a situation where they can get to do that. And then for the younger generations who probably have never ever come to Barbados before, this gives them the opportunity to come and see where their foreparents are from. So yes, we are very much reaching out to those people and making things happen for Regathering 2025.
Yes, I love that answer. People outside very interested in what's happening in Barbados and making Barbados feel at home for everybody. I had the pleasure this year alone, shout out Ezra, like to play keyboards with us. He in London now, teaching and so on. Then I had the privilege to went in Chicago with Minister Lane and others. I met Beatrice there. Then I met Senator Lorenzo Yearwood, who's now the Consul General. New York, and then my man Mr. Gibbs, who took over from Sony and Marvel in Canada, and every place I went, they know everything that happened in the news, and they know everything that happened on radio, and they are interested, and they tell me about all the different ways in which they help. And sir, give me honest with you, because you know me, it's burn a lot for you, but it's also give a lot of credit because I didn't know that so many Bajans outside, and they show me the things to do, they tell me who to call. Man. They tell me where to go. They tell me which school them is help out. I went to all the schools and all the stories verifiable. I didn't know that so many people outside contribute to what happens right here in Barbados, and we don't know it. That was what surprised me. Are you aware of all this activity that happens from outside to help Barbados?
Of course. In fact, actually, I know groups all the way out in California who every year they put on a dinner. And they raise funds to help schools across the island, but most of them concentrate on St. Philip, where they went to school and where they're from. So there are lots of people in England, people in Canada, all over, that are doing things. One of the things that we really want to do with this edition of Regathering is to reach out to our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean. This is a group of people who oftentimes we sometimes seem to. But Barbadians used to travel all through the Caribbean. And they used to do a lot of teaching. They were in the police force all across the Caribbean. And they have families and raise their families in other Caribbean territories. And we're going to make a special effort to reach out to them, to get them to come home also for our regathering. Because most of the time when the conversation talks about people coming home, we talk about people in North America and people in Europe and Africa and different places. But we've got a lot of people with Barbadian heritage in the Caribbean. For instance, great Calypsonian Shorty, you know, his last name is a black man coming out of Black Rock. So we could track people all across in St. Vincent, St. Lucia, Bermuda, all about we could track them. And we're going to be making sure that they get the information on regathering and that they can book their flights and come home and enjoy themselves with their friends and family.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I love that. And salutes to everyone outside, especially Bermuda. I met a place called Spring Garden in Bermuda.
Yes.
It's nothing but beer, junk food. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
A club.
Yes.
Senator, yeah. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I sit down here listening. I personally support regathering 100%. I love my island and very patriotic. And I know your focus is very much on Bajans coming in. But when it comes to something like this, it success or failure is dependent on support from local here. So let's say you have someone listening. They heard about the regathering stuff, but they don't know too much about it. But what message will you give to them, that person that is like they hear about it but not fully supporting? What is your argument for them to support this thing fully so that we can be able to get the support here on the island so that we can make this as much as a success as possible?
Okay, my argument, and I never use the word argument, I will put my spiel on this is every single individual in Barbados has a talent. Every single individual in Barbados is important to the development of Barbados. I don't care if you got 25,000 degrees or you only got a birth and a birth and a baptism certificate. You are important to this country. And so, therefore, you got to find your niche, and we need you to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do so that you can be the best person that you can be and contribute to the development of Barbados. Remember that when you come into this world, right, there were people before you who paved the way for you, and you have a moral obligation to do the best that you can for the generation coming behind you. And that's all I would all want to tell people. So get involved in regathering in your community, in your parish, right across the island. And let me do what we got to do to big up Barbados to the best that it can be. Simple.
Yes, fully on board. Fully on board, Golu.
No, I would just say I really love it. It really, this whole regathering stuff, I feel like it can really bring us together as an island and allow us to be able to get to the next chapter and go forward. I think, Timon, you have something that you wanted to say?
Even it was said as a fantastic pitch, Senator, because you got me sold now. You know, I would have heard
it
the first time it came around, but hearing you say that is very good to hear, and I'm looking forward to seeing the opportunities for persons in the island and in the diaspora to showcase, like you said, their talents and their skill sets. Like you said, we have fantastic musicians, we have athletes that need support, we have artists, we have persons that are involved in the financial sector, persons that are involved
in
many different aspects, you know, carpentry, woodwork, masonry, people that do craft, all these kinds of things that are not highlighted. So I'm looking forward to seeing persons highlighted.
I'll give you another thing that might probably make your heart feel even better. I've been pleasantly surprised. In the last 3 days, I've been taking calls from the business sector in Barbados asking, how can we contribute to regathering? We want to give back to the societies that have supported us for all of these years. I am now going from one meeting to the next, starting on Monday, with different companies who are willing to do things for regathering so that people can benefit from it. And for me, that has been one of the most heartening things, to see the private sector stepping up to the plate. Not us calling them, they are calling us and saying, listen, how can we contribute to regathering? And that is part and parcel of what we want to see happening. Every sector in Barbados getting involved. People who made Barbados their home we want you involved. People who come from different parts of the Caribbean who live here, we want you to be involved. Everybody has a stake in making regathering a success, because at the end of the day, regathering is about we.
That's fantastic. Regathering is about we.
Yes.
I look forward to seeing it, sir.
Yes.
Honestly, all right.
Honestly, Senator, as I said, I was so down for this, but you really do so be even going forward more. So, like, if it's anything you need a young person and stuff like that, I can make myself available. Like, you
thank you so much.
Yes. I love Barbados. As I say, I call myself Lou the Bajan. I tie my identity to Barbados. So, anything that I can do to help big up this island, to help make this We Gathering thing even better, I am there. And it's like, Barbados to the world. Barbados is the best country ever.
You better believe it. I will be calling all of you gentlemen who I've spoken to this evening, and we will put our heads together, and we're going to make this thing big, 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 big. But at the end of Regathering 2025, the whole world must be a buzz and looking to see how they themselves will put on their own edition of a Regathering for their own people.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love it, Lou. I love it, and I love that you all young people are on board, and I love that you all want to be a part of it, because we need that for it to go forward. And for me, regathering gave me solace. We're be trying to empower the community, and we're trying to raise awareness of how awesome Barbados is as a destination. And I am all on board for that, Senator. I am all on board for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, guys, I want to encourage you, and I want to thank you first for having me on tonight. As you can tell, I'm still here in St. Andrew. The band is just striked up, so the music is getting a bit loud. It's going to be a little difficult for me to hear. But nonetheless, I want to thank you for allowing me some time on your show. And I'll keep in contact with you guys, because definitely I'm going to be calling on you to lend a hand with the gathering.
Yes, for sure.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And please have a wonderful evening and a wonderful season, people. That was Senator John King, live here on VOB 92.9 FM. Your boy Uncle Slugger. Got Lou the Bajan on the inside, you know. My youngster doing good work. And Lou, who's that you got in there with you?
Timon Howard. Well, part of my 4G group, remember?
Timon. Yeah. Yes, and we got Timon Howard. No, you know, but you got a Barbados North still. You know, we got pushing in. Branding is key.
Yes.
Right, so big up Timon. We got a call on the line still. We still got Cog. We had Cog waiting on the line.
Yeah, we still got Cog. So yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Yeah, good night. That's it.
Good night, my brother.
well, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Sluggy, and I just wanna really on this program pledge to you to Death House. You know, it was to give something to Death House. We want to give $100 to you. I want to pledge it on air to you. And I hope others can take responsibility and can be inspired to give as well. You deserve it for best year and helping the youth. So I want to do two things. Like, one is to formally pledge this $100 to Brim Got Talent and to Death House and so on. This $100 is for you for sure. You'll get it shortly. And this is a slogan for Sluggy. Kevin Sluggy Down Watson, the former police. The man got legendary songs like Dennis and Fleece. His youthful aspect is the renown. He is the organizer, founder, coordinator of Bim Got Talent, who needs a female touch. Good night, LaShawn.
Hello?
Her as Right Social Media Marketing Company. She is also who has phone. I would like to see this girl. She looks as wonderful as a Wonder Woman with the perfect ping pong. Well, Luda Bajan is on tonight. You know, you got to respect him. He's a blessed man. Bim Got Talent and Bajan to the world. He is the greatest, the awesome, the man. I know him very well. And he's accepted Christ, Sluggy Dan. So, you know, he's got to be awesome. And we will tell. He, Sluggy Dan, is the more titanium and titillated than Tahir Babulia, the most blessed man at Starcom. He has a show on Hot and VOB called The Latter, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. the best youth talent, youth tool, yeah? The only man on earth that can make me donate to the Real Sucky Down on air, right, locked on right now. He doesn't do well with surprises, but Sucky Down surprised. If you can't do it, homie, nobody can't do it but you. And I ain't telling the lies. This is a vote for him to be the newest horse of Brad Stacks. Sucky Down also said the force was tough, but he did excellent to the baddest barn in the world to the max. To close, even his clothes are divine. Sucky Down, I say to you that I want to buy your clothes line. Sucky Down, Kevin Watson, holds many titles from musician to Republic Bank. Be the one champion 2021. But all jokes and votes aside, it is funny. The title wave of love to you, my brother, because you are no one. That's it, Dan.
Yes, Bajan, Rhythm, and Ryan, big up. Cog, we said we got another caller. Caller, good night. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Happy holidays to you.
Hi, good night.
Hi, sir. You're going to have to turn down the radio and just listen to Sluggy on the phone.
Yeah. Hi, good night, Sluggy. How are you? Hello, good night.
He's still here. He's just on Zoom, so it's a little delayed, but he can hear you.
No, I hear. I listening. Mm-hmm. I listening, buddy.
Yes, Lucky. Season's greetings to you and your crew.
Same to you. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, but
how was your holiday season?
Well, my holiday season was good, and this is one of my special times of year.
So nice.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Good.
But a few weeks ago, I had calling. But then you had moved on to a sponsored program. But a fellow was on, and he was speaking on the Conquees.
Yeah.
You might remember we had a good discussion on that.
Yes, yes.
But this fellow was adamant that Conquees with Raisins was a 2000 or 2001 thing, a turn of the century.
Yes, he was telling me that.
Right. So I wanted to shed a little light there. Now, I myself, I am a 1953 model, and I come along eating Conquees. I born and raised up in Black Rock and lived there my whole life. So
yes, bigger all of me.
Right. But yes, you too from the other side. So it was definitely around before the turn of the century. So
good. He was telling lies.
Not telling lies necessarily. I don't know what part of the country he might come from, but you know, customs and standards and practice. Wherever he come from, it probably didn't get introduced as yet. But definitely, I come along with raisins. So much so that even my favorite pastry was the current slice. When I come to school. But I would also say that we that make a couple, and we that sell a few of them. And our customers, they that have it all the time. They that call the one with raisins a conky, and the ones without a non-conky. So even that was around for a very long time. And they that have their fun with one another, conky and non-conky. So I'm hoping that some of them is listening now, and they will be able to call and confirm it. So to that fella, I would tell him that he is way off mark. He didn't necessarily got to be telling lies, but he was saying what he knew. But he was way off mark.
Yes.
So that's my take on it. So you enjoy the rest of the show. I'm here listening, and happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my brother. Same to you and all of my Black Rock crew. Beijing, Rhythm, and Rhyme on VOB 92.9 FM. What a wonderful year. Final show for the year. 434-1790. 434-1790, the final show for the year. And we cranking, going down is 11 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Any old years? New Year's Eve plans, Ludi Beijing and Timon?
Well, yeah, I do have plans, but quickly before I think, this whole conky issue is so serious that this man made sure weeks after having the conversation, he had to come and get his 2 cents in. That is just, this conky issue is serious. But yes,
in terms of culture. It's culture. Culture is a serious thing.
I love it. I do love it. Me personally, I actually gonna be working event. You know, I do photography and videography, so I got like a couple events are happening all years I actually working at. So yeah, be busy for all years. So that's my plan. So I don't know about Timo. What about you?
But yeah, before that though, I would like to pivot on two callers. I'm gonna do one now. The gentleman that just called. Mm-hmm. In terms of even how you mentioned the different parts of the island. You know, the different parishes, as much as we are one island, you know, you got those distinctions, like how certain people, maybe from the north, might say bag instead of bag, you know, things like that. And it's interesting because all of that is a part of culture. All that is a part of the way we speak, you know, the way that we present ourselves. And to go back and tie it into the same we gathering, I think that is a part of why it's important for us to have some sense of identity. Because I think over a long period of time, we have kind of morphed into this, instead of Little England, Little America, essentially, you know, morphing into what we believe the Western society would like us to be as a more kind of metropolitan, more brick and mortar in the terms of hotels and so on and so forth, tourist destination. But we have a lot to offer that's from the inside of us. That's from our history, that's from our past, that's passed on, that's culture, that's generational. And I think that tapping back into that can maintain some semblance of self, you know, in spite of all the urbanization and changes that are happening in terms of westernization. I think it's important to still have some kind of core that we could fall back to and lean on, you know, have as a netting to connect this together. So appreciate, even in the discourse, as funny as it is, the conky conversation, I appreciate that people have their traditions that they passed down from generation to generation, and that we could all, you know, see each other's differences and, you know, just be appreciative of everyone. Yeah, but that's the first one. And in terms of All Year's Night, that is an interesting question. I don't try to think so far ahead, but I take each day as it comes, and I know there are certain things I will be doing for sure, but other things may pop up throughout the day. You know, I don't know what's going on. Certain things, people might have surprise plans and so on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes people get excited and spontaneous. So who knows what will happen on that day in particular. But the other caller, the young lady who would have called in and, you know, she spoke about how her Christmas was. And we know, you know, before we get to All Year's Christmas, is different for many people. And I actually had a piece, a very brief section of a piece that I wanted to share for her in relation to what she expressed. So y'all can let me know if cool want me to hit that now, or we could come back to it after.
But let me, maybe we close off a little bit with that.
Okay, that's cool.
We could do that. So Sluggy, what about you? What's your plans for All Years? I know you always got plans.
All Years, they can do some church. And then after church, and probably just relax. I like to know that when it started the new year, I got at least $20 in my pocket and and I alive. So a little paranoid. So all years noise go church and then come home to at least make sure you see the new year. All years noise be real crazy in Barbados.
Yep.
Unless they work, and if it working, it gotta be for enough money, no less than $1,500.
Fair enough.
It's real tall, you know, again, or no, do that for like 25 years straight. Yeah. I want to salute the for the Ghetto Road Tennis Tournament. Hope, HOPE. They got 3 road tennis tournaments coming soon. The 1st of January, that's New Year's Day, until the 21st of January, that's Arabara Day. Register now for just 25 $1,000, and the venue is gonna be Dighton Power Roach facility in Bushall. That will be January 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 5th. Then be going Belfield Hardcore the 8th, 9th, 11th, and 12th of January. Be going Deacon's Farm the 15th, 16th, 18th, and 19th of January. And the semifinals and finals will be the 21st of January, Elbara Day, on the Dighton Power Roach Bush Hall facility. And I want everybody to tune in, tap in, and make sure you go out and support that for sure.
You join the competition, because I know last time we had the road tennis thing, you had to do an exhibition
match. Yeah, I'm going to be doing some playing as well. I can play at the finals. They can do a celebrity playoff again. You know, probably a rematch with Saul at the finals. We can play 3 quick games to 10, you know, and of course, you all know how it's going down.
So that means if you want
to see, get me boy Tito Ellis. Yeah, get me boy Tito Ellis to give me some training. And you know what? Tito trained me for sure. The boy beating me. So salutes to Tito Ellis on the outside.
That's the one that's drum?
Yeah, correct.
I know Tito. I know Tito from Beaches Real. So yes, people, if you want to see Sluggy playing some road tennis, you got to come out. Let them know about this competition. Again, I think I want to pass. So road tennis is such a Beijing sport. Anything Beijing I like to support. So I will find myself at one of these events one of these days, man.
Yeah, it's certainly Beijing. Obviously, it's an adaptation to tennis that was happening already. Mm-hmm. And it was adapted for obvious reasons, you know. Easier to be the met me on racket, so they would, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's right. So, but you got to salute raw tennis and indigenous sport for sure. And January 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 5th, Dighton Power Roach facility in Bushall. Mm-hmm. And then we got Belfield Hardcourt, the 8th, 9th, 11th, and 12th. We got Deacon's Farm, the 15th, 16th, 18th, and 19th. Mm-hmm. And the semifinals, the 21st of January. Semifinals and finals, Dighton Power Roach Bushall facility. And you can call 289-1203. 289-1203. Registration is just $25.
Yes. So we here talking about New Year's and stuff, but I want to take things back a little bit. So Sluggy, at New Year's, obviously at the beginning of this year, whatever. So you probably had like a vision of how your year would go. Would you say that this year was a success in terms of the stuff that you wanted to do? Was 2024 a success in terms of how you thought the year was going to go?
Yeah, because when the year start, this year, I was able, you know, to do a pilot project in Canada.
Yeah.
Which was successful. But at the beginning of the year, I would never expect that sometime this year, I would be doing my own show in another country.
Yeah.
You know, we're all Beijing youth who have been part of BIM Got Talent for the last 10 years, although they're young. Mm-hmm. Sky's 12 now. Sky with me for 7 years. From the time she's 5 years old.
Starting young, boy. Sky's so talented.
Yeah, so and I was able, along with the Barbados Canada Association and the Barbados Consulate, Barbados to Toronto, able to put on all Beijing show, all Beijing singers, dancers, drummers, and so on. And it was well attended, you know, tickets sold out. At the dawn on Danforth. So thanks to everybody in Canada for coming out. And if at the beginning of the year you would tell me that I would do that, Lou would say no way. You know what I mean? No way. Well, that would be never possible. But somehow the situation was presented to me, and thankful to Lisa Griffith, who did all the training and development with all the young people every single week. Thanks to Randy Eastman, who come down and give me technical support at the show itself, and Randy Dalrich, who's hard drive. You know, and thanks to Alicia Payne Hurley from the NCF, who's the dance officer, and her daughter, Shirley Hurley. Thanks to them. And thanks to all the young people like Ronisha and Danico and Archie and Sky and her sisters, Naya and Naomi. You know, and thanks to Peach and her daughters, Anastasia. Thank you so much to all the youngsters that work backstage as well. I was able to have Beijing youngsters working the backstage, Lou. Beijing youngsters working with the song man. Beijing youngsters doing stage management. And then the whole cast performing was all Beijing singers and dancers. For me, that alone, for me, it was saying that if 10 people come out, I didn't care the good. The fact that we here, the show was rehearsed for 3 months. We here and we got a show to put on for somebody. The fact that happening have me a bit stoked. And then the day of the show, it's the art. The day of the show now. Then when we get to the venue, all the art we hear. Then when the anthem start, I was like, it's about the time that this can happen. I won't believe it. And the fact that people come out, it just shows how great our Bajan youth are.
Yep.
Sure. Because I got big up Shantae Allen Clark, of course, who was the reigning junior soca monarch for 2 years, and before that the reigning junior calypso monarch. So she won 3 years in a stretch. Mm-hmm. And Shantae was our featured act. Mm-hmm. Renisha Allen was last BIM Got Talent winner.
Yeah.
King K is the new BIM Got Talent sing-off champion. So next year King K will be going.
So that means for the people listening, for sure, if they miss out one this year, they could get the happening next year, 2025.
And next year, you can try to make it bigger. And then next year, in Trinidad, not only dancers, but last year we had dancers, we had singers, and we had a band too, a band named 3MD Band. Andrea Clark from Nexus was in charge of that band, so salute to 3MD Band as well. But this time we have musicians, instrumentalists, we had dancers and singers. I know we want to add poets as well to the next showcase. And because we had events in Barbados where it clearly shows that poets could not just fill a gap but entertain the crowd. You know, like when Cupid did the Rice Reggae show, that was extremely well received. So that just shows me, you know, if you got a youth showcase, you know, understand when they got you and Timon, that means that when they can be out of place, because it shows that it could work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ours may not be as big a scale as theirs, but at least we got something that we can now take and follow. How, you know, well, people would accept this. It's just a matter of how you present it.
Sure.
And yeah, so it's thrilling to know that we could add more acts, and diverse our entertainment more. Mm-hmm. And people will still like it. So for this year, that is what cap off my year for me. A lot of other things happen obviously within the communities, and mm-hmm. so able to get employment for a lot of youngsters. Through VOB was able to help out a lot of young people as well. And for this year, for the whole year, I could see our Lou the Bajan and you peeps come on the radio show for a whole year. We don't look back. You might not think of yourself doing something consistently for 12 months straight, but it is what happened. And you can look back and say, you know what?
Yep.
For the whole year, commit to something. And I can see now that I'm way better than I was. I had a moment in my ear when I first I do it by myself and it froze up. Then they come back, I admitted to that. Move on past that and then got 10 times better. So it's just where you can look back and say, this is how I developed this year and this is only a year. Imagine what I do in the next 5 years. Imagine where it would be in the next five years. So for me too, that was a big moment for me too, because you got to do it yourself, but it still feel good for me as a man to know that it brings somebody and they mess things up. You know what I mean? They met your name, shame, then pull down your name to help to uplift your name, because putting people next to your name, Lou, is a real serious thing. So that always appreciate you. Yeah. And then you also real careful, because when you bring along Timon and them, Orlean had to complain much. Orlean had to say, but don't say this for the radio, young man. Orlean had to holler, but we can't bring back that body, because they may know the rules. Like, that ain't had to happen once. Nobody had to get banned. You know, these things don't be looked big to people, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you trust people with your name too, and you know all of that will fall back upon me, and then you know all of that being all easy man controlling the mute button and everything. The fact that all of your all young people were so responsible, you understand, and so articulate still, that's still a big win. You know what I mean? Because if one of us shooting about, it would have been a big story.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Sometimes we don't look at prevention, because then it happens. So one ain't on the next side, or one ain't doing the wrong thing. So if we ain't a big thing, unless one of us on the wrong side doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But I feel that both sides need to be championed equally. Yes. That's just me.
For sure. For me, the year was interesting because I actually literally start the year with a camera in my hand. And then this whole year I have had the camera in my hand, was able to start my own business doing that, TBW Content Studios. I still got a lot to go on that, but this was definitely a good year. It had its downs, but it definitely had its ups, and I really do look forward to what next year can bring. So yeah, for sure. I really do appreciate the ability to come on and have my voice in the areas of of Barbados being in people home. I appreciate everybody that say that they enjoy listening to me on radio, because I just get it a lot. You just don't know who listening, you just don't know who be watching, that kind of stuff. And you know, I really, really do appreciate all the support that I do get and all of that. So it's currently 7:26. We have 4 minutes left. Timon had a bit of a poem that he wanted to do. I guess it'd be a good time to do that before we close off. But before you do that, let Barbados know how your year was.
Yeah, before that, I don't know if you really wanted to gloss over Savasi TBW Content Studios. If you want,
I still got a lot we're doing that, so we gloss over it for now.
Fair play. But when it's up and running, they need to know. Yeah, this year was a interesting year. I am very appreciative of all the experiences that I am able to have in life. All of them contribute in some way, shape, or form to the person that you become, the way that you respond to them. Okay. Reflection, you know, turns that experience, you know, into insight. And so being able to look back and see what exactly was, why it was, etc., was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But in consideration of the time, this piece is for the lady that would have called. She said she lost some folks around this time. And so the piece goes as such. Peace. When oceans rise, dripping from the skies are tears. Tears. As lightning tears across the dark sky, night like a veil of black, split in two by the bright strip of charged energy, nature's fantastic release. A phenomenon still under consideration. I consider relations. Relations between Merry Christmas and my condolences. Happy holidays and sorry for your loss. Unsound effects that make you question the cause, rhyme, and reason. Surrounded by strange familiarity of the holiday season. Holy day. Set apart. Set a spark. Of sorrow to blazing like a cane fire, leaving empty expanses in once apparently fertile plots, exaggerating the holes in heart not yet filled, cavities eaten away not by sugar friendly tendencies but by tragedy. Like you overdo it with chocolate, but it was dark. Lots of dissettling bitter tones calling for the sweetness of serenity, calamity coincided with carol, jingle bells ringing off, cut short. Like phones with voices which say not hello, good day, but robotically recite, the number you have dialed is no longer in service. Please leave a message after the beep. 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 Because their service ended. On hospital bed when heaven had called home the cavalry, at some point in time even the strongest soldiers gotta take a break from active duty in the field. But tell me how you went from zero, how you went to 0% from saying you were feeling 85 in the span of less than 9 hours, not even half a day's time, kicking the bucket like a horse bucking, weight felt straight in the chest, pressure on rib cage, testing the bounds of what is bearable, but you don't want to crack or cave. You send that beast into hibernation within you, imprisoned by the pain instead of crying yourself a river, dipping into denial, questioning veracity, burning with rage at the timing of this trial, trying to find ways around the harsh truth, cycling in place like a hamster in a wheel, covering so much ground, so much distance, yet displacement doesn't change your sight. Scenery the same, you achieve so much, bargaining the awakening from this lucid nightmare you so desperately seek, so much, yet so little indeed. Dismal depression sets in, that deadness you feel as you watch the hearse on the way to lay friend or family on earth, let it out that one day and then you cut the waterworks, cause what's the utility in release when it amplifies the hurt and channels it into the atmosphere, shared space, and you think falsely. You think you're meant to feel that pain forever alone. So we may engage in the facade of acceptance in the season. We wear the mask, as Maya Angelou says. We wear the mask of happiness, of wishes, of kisses, of memories, of dreams, of don't tell and don't show, of stop, of go ahead like nothing happened, it's fine, of pretense and sharing glad tidings of this pain is only mine, playing as internal festival chimes of peace. When inside, oceans are rising and dripping from the skies are tears. As lightning tears across the dark sky night, like a veil of black split in two by the bright strip of charged energy. Nature's fantastic release. A phenomenon still under consideration. And that piece is in tribute to anybody that, you know, may be going through a rougher time than some other person. Nice. Might not be feeling the festive nature of the Christmas
love
season.
Yes.
That also is valid. That's perfectly valid. Yeah. As you don't love have it. To feel out of place or that you are killing everyone else's mood or that you're not, you know, somehow worthy of feeling how you are feeling in the season.
Yeah.
Be true to what you're feeling. Yep, you know, yep. But know that at the end of the day, there is hope for you. You know, that's just encouragement.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we have run out of time. So I just want to say my final goodbyes. Like Barbados, this has been a great year. It has been, it has the ups and downs, but you know what? We survive. You're still here. So everyone, I hope that you have had a great year. I hope you have a good four years and happy new year. That is all for me. I can let Sluggy say now to close off. And yeah, that's it for me. Thank you, Barbados.
Nice. I want to big up Ollie. Thank you, Ollie, for the entire year, or for being so committed, so professional, and so helpful. We got to big up Ollie. Show where that ran, how it ran in, and so good and so smooth. Before Ollie, so Ollie, thank you so much, my brother. You don't even know how much we appreciate what you do for us. Thank you so much. And got to thank Lashana as well. Lashana is a very, very valuable addition to the show. She do the scripts, she do the times, and she be very studious. So you got a bigger Lashana and Stonewall Cupid. Lou the Bajan.
Yep.
Bajan ready my rhyme. Next week, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. We back out for the year. We back out for the year. And we starting the year with a bang. We bringing in all the youngsters. And we starting the year with a young crew. With some poems. With some good news and some good vibes. Ollie, thank you very much.
All the best to you, Sluggy.
This is the boy, Uncle Sluggy. And I'm out, Barbados.
But.